Well, next we go to Gaza, where the UN World Food Programme said earlier this week its food stocks are depleted, and it follows the cutting off of aid into the enclave 2 months ago. The agency helping Palestinian refugees, UNRWA, says what's happening is a siege on children, women and people. And Louise Wattridge from UNRWA is on the line with us now. First, Louise, bring us up to date. The World Food Programme, as I was saying, has warned that it has delivered its last remaining food stocks. UNRWA also works to get aid to people in Gaza. What's the situation on the ground this afternoon?
So the two agencies responsible for bringing food to the population of 2 million people have run out of food. That's UNRWA and the World Food Programme. It couldn't be worse. There's really very little in terms of words I can offer when you have 2 million people that are being starved, burnt and buried alive. It is relentless. People are trying to survive and it's becoming impossible. The desperation is like something you couldn't even imagine, where families are doing everything they can just to stay alive day in, day out. The bombing is as relentless as it has ever been. People are not sleeping through the night. They're being woken up relentlessly from these bombardments. And then in the day, they're scrounging and scourging for anything they can just to stay alive and just to give sustenance to their children. It is absolutely appalling.
Well, you describe a desperate situation, people trying to survive. But what is the direct impact on the ground as people go about trying to survive?
There's nothing available for them. We're hearing in our shelters of mothers who they have maybe half a bag of flour left because they've been rationing their food for the last 2 months, knowing that the Israeli authorities have blocked aid and knowing that this has happened in the past, and how they just have to try and do anything to eat as little as possible and save what they have. So these mothers are trying to feed their children. Meanwhile, other children and other families around them who have run out of food are begging them also to share the food. So, you know, in some ways you're seeing the absolute best of humanity, because these mothers who have had nothing for 18 months are still doing everything to give to their community and give what they have and keep these children alive. And at the same time, the very worst of humanity, a complete and utter failure of everything from the international community, and no movement towards having this blockade lifted.
You mentioned children malnutrition is growing according to reports. How are you seeing that?
We're having a huge rise in cases of malnutrition in our health centres. UNRWA is the largest health provider in the Gaza Strip. Our doctors and nurses, these numbers are going up every day, because these children, it's not even that they don't have the food. It's been 18 months without sustained fruit, vegetables, nutrients that they need. People are weak. The elderly are weak. Children are weak. And it's just beyond any kind of negative impact you and I could imagine. A few miles away, supermarkets in Israeli territories are full, and here you have children who are being starved.
Instability grows. There has been looting.
Yes, we've had increased reports of looting. One of our facilities was looted on Wednesday night, so 2 nights ago. There was nothing there. There's nothing for people to take. That's also new for us. You know, we've had looting in the past. I understand that some medical supplies were taken. That's the severe level of desperation, that people are looting medicine and there's just nothing else. There's no food, there's no hygiene kits, there's no shelter, there's nothing for people to even take anymore. And what they could get it was a few medical supplies. That's it.
Israel says it's complying with international law and there's no aid shortage. How do you react to that? What needs to happen next?
I mean, the only reaction to that is you see on the ground. We see and hear this. We've heard this for 18 months. I've spent most of last year in the Gaza Strip. I've been in hospitals where children haven't got limbs, where there's blood on the floor and doctors are doing everything they can to treat people without medicine, without bandages, without anything they have. It has to change. There has to be action. All we can do now, without these aid supplies, we're out of food, we're out of anything to give people. We're trying to just keep talking about the situation, but action needs to happen. And unless action happens, people will keep being killed.
Well, you say action needs to happen. Is the international community doing enough?
We need more. They need to do more. There needs to be political pressure. We've seen in the ceasefire what is achievable. The whole population was fed. UNRWA alone provided food to 2 million people. There was water. We were able to reach everyone in all areas of the Gaza Strip. It's very obvious what can be achieved when there is political will. The hostages went home to their families. The bombs stopped falling from the sky. People stopped being killed. That has all changed. And we just need the political will to change it back so people can just live. It's not a lot to ask for people to stop being killed.
Louise Wattridge from UNRWA, thanks for joining us this afternoon.